Up she goes, and we are underway in the Northern Lakes Conference. Warsaw wins the tip, headed to the far end, wearing their white uniforms. Wallasey is wearing black jerseys with green numbers and gold trim. Jaeger left wing is trapped. He's taller than both guys. They'll get in the corner to Finlinson. Finlinson is trapped. Got up the baseline. Ran out of space. Jumps a pass out to a wide open Bricker for three. Nope, off the back of the rim. And it's grabbed by Wallasey. Up the near side, here comes Miles Everingham. He'll be guarded by Finlinson. Those two know each other. Robbie grew up in the Wallasey School District. He came here last year, played for the junior varsity. Because of transfer rules, now eligible for the varsity. So these guys all know each other. Zybar crosses over, shoots a long jumper over Carson Gould. That's long. And the rebound to Finlinson for the Tigers. Now into the front court is Carson Gould. He'll run the point. Martin right wing out to Jaeger. Jaeger far side for Bricker. Now back out to Carson Gould. Back to Bricker left wing. Skip pass across right corner Martin. Martin up the baseline, a whistle and a blocking foul is going to be called on the Warriors. And that'll be a foul on Maddox Everingham, his first. In the triple overtime game last Saturday, they used 11 players. I don't know if they'll use that many tonight, but they might. Bad pass on the inbounds, taken away by Wallasey. Holdswar, reverse layup at the other end, puts it in. Wallasey has the first 2 points of the game, a minute 20 into it. Across the line, Gould left side to Finlinson. Finlinson outside up to Jaeger. Now to Bricker right wing. Bricker pressured out top, being bumped, got to the foul line, kicks it in the corner. Finlinson pulls up for three and a good. Finlinson with his sixth three-pointer of the year. Warsaw leads 3-2. Across the line come the Warriors, coming back to the near end. Now jump past the near side for Holdswart. Up the baseline into Bricker, couldn't get past. Kicks it out for Maddox Everingham. He'll lean in and then step back and throw it back out to the center circle. Ball poked away by Finlinson. The ball hit the referee and stays in bounds. And we're going to have a whistle and a foul called against Warsaw, I think. Finlinson's going to get his first. Each team now with one. We played almost, well, actually a little over 2 minutes. 3-2 Tigers on the inbounds. Get it into the backcourt. Picked up there by Holdswart. He'll drive in on Bricker. Got down into the block. Leans in the lane. Shoots up. Bricker got a piece of it. It's no good off the front of the rim. Bricker the rebound. In transition, Carson Gould races to the top of the circle. Lobs down in deep to Jaeger. He'll put it up and in. He was against Holdswart, who is 6 foot. Jaeger at 6'8", 235 has his first two. Warsaw leads 5-2. Holdswar across the line, dribbling right, yelling as he now brings it back to the center circle. Oh, he gives off for Maddox Everingham. Maddox fakes a three against Martin, tries the baseline, and Brandt cut him off. Now Shoemaker hands back to Maddox, and he hits a three-pointer. He not only shoots well from outside, but he can shoot from way outside, and we're tied for the first time. It's 5-5. Jaeger, left wing to Bricker. Jaeger wants it in the post. Bricker being pushed, and finally a foul is called. Zebarth gets the foul, his first. It'll be his first, team second. They will take Shoemaker out and bring Weston DeLong in. Both those guys have started different games through the first five games this season. On the inbounds, Carson Gould to Martin, left corner. Out to Bricker, top of the circle. He'll dribble the foul line and fake and then shoot and score. Usually, when you fake like that, usually it doesn't work out for you. It did there. Warsaw leads 7-5. We played 3.5 minutes. Across the line comes Holdswart with the left-hand dribble, now the right. Dribbles to the free throw line. Down to the corner. There's DeLong for a jumper that's good. Weston DeLong ties the game 7-7. He was sitting down here waiting for the opportunity, had his hands ready, and the pass was perfect. Gould to Finlinson, hands back to Carson. He dribbles to the left wing. Down to the baseline, Finlinson against Maddox Everingham. Takes him lane, then falls to the baseline. Had a shot blocked, and it's taken by Holtzwart for Wallasey. They have a chance for their second lead of the game. Holtzwart drives down the lane, and we're going to have a foul called against the Tigers. The foul is on Bricker. That's his first. It's called a non-shooting foul. It'll be out of bounds to Wawasee here on the near baseline. Miles Everingham will throw it in. And he gets it into DeLong, and a foul is going to be called against the Tigers. Matt Moore didn't think so. I did not have a very good angle. Jaeger's got his first. DeLong fell over the top of the ball. The official out at the top said he saw a good enough push to put air in the whistle. Zeebarth in the deep right corner against Carson Gould. Dribbles out to the wing. Count is on. Off a screen. Warsaw will switch it. Jaeger picks him up. Now DeLong right sideline, right in front of the Warsaw bench. And then the ball's lost out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say Carson Gould hit it. And it's out of bounds. And then DeLong had something to say to Carson Gould. That would be the largest human being from Wawasee talking to the smallest human being from Warsaw. 3:48 left to go in the quarter. Still tied at 7. DeLong goes up, sets a screen. Warsaw will switch it down the right side of the lane. Is Holtwart dumps it underneath beautifully to Miles Everingham, who scores. Warriors back in the lead, 9-7. That was well set up and, again, well executed, and everybody in the play was ready for it. Finlinson left side open, shooting for three, no good. Jaeger, the weak side rebound. Back out, ankle high to Bricker. Carson Gould, left side Finlinson. Martin wants it down the post, but he's being grabbed and held. Looks like this game's going to be called the way the first one was, evenly but very physical. Finlinson drives from left to right, hands off to Bricker on the wing, drives into a double team, picks up his dribble, hands back to Finlinson. 3 minutes to go in the quarter. Wawasee leads 9-7. Carson Gould. Out of Martin, who pops out between the circles, down to Jaeger on the block, spins baseline side, shot and blocked. DeLong with the block. And then DeLong's got something to say to Jaeger going back up the court. Kicks it back out. Maddox Everingham from 30, no good. And the rebound is loose. And it's going to be a foul called against DeLong for Wawasee. His first. Each team has 3 fouls. A lot of conversation going on already in this game. DeLong comes out. Darius Lewis, 5'10 senior, comes in. I say 5'10, but he's 5'10, 2'10. And he'll be in charge of trying to keep Jaeger out of the lane. Carson Gould to Jaeger at the top of the circle. Faces up, dribbles a couple times to the right, hands off to Bricker. Bricker against Lewis to the top of the circle. Now drives right, throws it right for Carson Gould. Gould looking inside. Now back to the center circle for Bricker. Bricker back to Carson Gould. He's got Zeebarth on him. 2:14 left to play in the quarter. 9-7 Wawasee. Jaeger between the circles. Dribbles right. Hands off to Martin on the weave. Now Martin goes left, now right. Carson Gould down to block. Jaeger backs in. Offensive foul. Maddox Everingham took the charge, and Jaeger's got 2 quick fouls. Matt Moore's plan for using Jaeger to get the lead early is not going to work. Although the officials... Hold on. Sullivan went running out of the floor. The officials put the ball in play. Warsaw for a second had 6 players out there. Good patience by the official for not giving a technical to Warsaw for having 6 guys. Everingham swings it around to the right. Jab step and then another. Backing out on Bricker. Now driving the baseline is Hogeswart. Inside to a wide open Darius Lewis for 2. Lewis makes it 11-7. Again, well-executed play. Lewis with a beautiful cut to the basket. Carson Gould bounces for Martin, left of the key beyond the arc. Faces up. Jaeger's still out there. He's got the ball. Jaeger hands back to Carson Gould, picked up by Zeebarth on the switch. Now right side Martin backs up, shoots a 3-pointer, rimming. No, it hit the backboard wire, and it's out of bounds to Wawasee. Here comes Meidenberger into the game for Warsaw. Drew Sullivan also in for the Tigers. Jaeger and Finlinson come out with 1:08 to go in the quarter. Wawasee with the ball and an 11-7 lead. And again, just like we saw in the JV game, Wawasee's being uber physical here. Warsaw's got to match that intensity and figure out ways to get people off screens and get open. Right side, Miles Emmeringham. Down to Lewis on the block against Sullivan. Trying to fight his way up. Got away with two travels and still got it out of there. And now the whistle sounds and they call 3 seconds. Wow. That whistle was so late he had kicked the ball out before the whistle sounded. Warsaw gets a break. They get a stop. 45 seconds left to go in the quarter. Tigers down by four. Berger, left side, Sullivan. Dribbles left. Now down to the corner. Bounces out to Berger. Berger leans over. Finds a cutting Bricker at the free throw line guarded by Lewis. And he had the ball poked away and taken away. In transition. Here comes Holdsworth. Down to the baseline. Spins in. Falls. Fires. Missed it. Foul call. Berger with the foul. His first. That's 15 fouls on Warsaw on the quarter. It's a shooting foul anyway. And with 22.5 left in the period, Holdsworth shoots for Wawasee. Not a good free throw shooter, just 3 out of 7 so far this season. And Nolan shoots the first one up and in. As a team, though, they're really good. 75% against Whitco, 8 out of 11. One more coming up for the 6-foot sophomore. And it's good, too. He's got 4, and Wawasee leads by 6, 13-7, with 22 seconds left to play in the opening quarter, and the Warriors have the possession arrow. So this next 18 seconds is a pretty big deal. Gould walks across the line, 14 seconds. Now into the center circle, working right, then back left off of Martin screen, 9 seconds, now 8. Carson Gould backs up, drives outside the lane, backdoor cut, Berger flipped it up and in. It almost didn't curl over the rim, but it goes down. And Wawasee has the lead after 1, 13-9. We'll start quarter 2 in 60 on News Now Warsaw.